Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger's here. Pam's a great, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 11 years, she's the president of Unity Marketing, the author of a number of books on what makes the affluent customer do what they do, including Putting the Luxe Back in Luxury, also Shopping, Why We Love It, Let Them Eat Cake, you get the picture. And she's here to introduce us to some people. We may have talked about these people before, but they actually have a name, don't they, Pam? Welcome back to the show.
Oh, good to be with you again. Yes, so, we want to talk about Henry, or the Henrys, which
Mr.
is a demographic
and Mrs. Henry.
Segment. Yeah, Henrys. High earners, not rich yet.
Right, right.
And they are people at... There are people doing better than almost 80% of all U.S. households, although they would not call themselves rich, and they certainly don't feel rich.
Are they? They're not quite one percenters, are they?
No, they're one step below. They're one rung below the top
10%. They're one B's, right?
Beg your pardon?
They're like 1.5%, not 1%.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe 2%. There's a category of 2%ers.
Yes, and we call those the ultra affluents, and even the 2%ers. Believe me, you know, most of them don't think of themselves as rich either.
Right.
But again, they're doing better than 98%.
The people you're talking about could come up with $2,000 cash if they had to. Right.
Right. I mean, that's pocket change, really.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
and you know, for most American households, that's half their monthly income.
That's
you know,
right.
that's what they're making. So,
yep.
You know, it's really, and I think when I look at the U.S. economy and I look at businesses, small businesses in particular, they really don't quite understand the demographics of the population.
Well, they don't differentiate. What I think the mistake they're making is they're not differentiating between the Henrys and everybody else.
Right.
And they need to do that, don't they?
Right, exactly. And I mean, Henrys, they're not rich, so they're not, you know, if you're in a landscaping business, let's say, Henrys are going to, they might be out there digging with you, they might be looking to cut costs in this area or that, but they still are doing better than so many other people. They're the right affluent and the right demographic for most small businesses
well, here's,
to be targeting.
Here, to use your landscaping analogy, they're going to bid the job because they're going to want to get the best price they can get, but they still may sign a $35,000 landscaping contract.
Oh, exactly.
It doesn't mean they're not going to spend the money. They have the money. They have the volume, but that doesn't mean that they're indifferent to what value is.
No, that's exactly right. And they are very careful shoppers. And that's, you know, the Henrys, they have incomes from about $100,000 to $250,000. So that's where their demographics, their income lays. And they really have learned by being smart shoppers, they can live several rungs up the ladder in terms of income. So they are very careful, very cautious, and they look for investment. I mean, when they spend, it's more like a quote-unquote investment rather
right.
than indulging themselves.
So here's an example of what not to say to a Henry. So a man or a woman walks into your store, they're dressed nice, but they're not, you know, they don't have diamonds dripping off of them or anything.
Exactly.
And they walk into your place, and one of your salespeople, one of your clerks waits on them, and they show them this and that, and then the person catches something over the corner and walks over to the most expensive thing that you sell. And you want to sell a lot of these things.
Right.
And your person sees them, and your customer says, "What about that?" And your salesperson says, "Oh, you mean our high dollar product?"
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our high dollar product.
Right.
Now, that to your salesperson, that's what it is. But to the customer, that's what they want.
Exactly.
Not because it's high, but because it's the best.
But I will tell you, they might examine that highest value or the highest priced product in your store, but what you probably will sell them will be one or two rungs down,
right,
delivering lots of the same qualities, mm-hmm, but being much more reasonable in price.
But they don't want to hear they still want to know about that, but my point is, if you've got a salesperson who can't imagine owning something like that, don't let them act like that when they wait on these people.
Oh,
see,
exactly.
My point?
You really need to train them to deal with all types of customers at all different income, mm-hmm, levels. But, you know, one of the other things I see often is in the luxury world, the people who are in the sales department, you know, may think of themselves as being at the same status, mm-hmm, of the more affluent consumer. And I think that's also a big failing.
When
like
I
in
sold
real estate. You know, you
that's
might
right
be selling. Real estate people can make a whole lot of money, be very, very successful.
Yeah.
But they still need to recognize, and they may be selling to people at much lower income levels, you know, with much lower social status. But at the same time, they need to recognize they are the service professional, and that means they're there to serve, even if their income is much higher than the customers they're selling to.
Well, exactly, and I think this has. I really do believe, Pam, that it's important when you if you have Henry's in your profile in the profile of a customer that you want to reach, or if you'd like to increase the number of Henry's that you do business with, make sure that your people can imagine themselves buying what the Henry would buy.
Exactly.
Or something like that. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
If they can't even comprehend the world that person lives in, that's not the person you want waiting on them.
No, absolutely not. But the Henrys are really the new middle class. I mean, that's sort of the message for your audience, is that the Henrys, while they're not at the richest level, they are certainly the new mass market, because mm-hmm the middle class has lost all their spending power. I mean, they just don't have the spending power that they once did. So the Henrys are now the new mass, and they're also the gatekeepers, you know, the gateway to
right
the luxury class.
But it also, you can't afford to lose any of them, because there are not as many Henrys as there are in that the original middle class.
No, they're about 25 million. So that's the truth.
As opposed to a middle class of probably closer to 100 million.
Well, yeah, there's 125 million, give or take, households in the U.S. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the numbers.
Pam,
you know, looking at, but some communities and some small businesses have many more Henrys.
Yeah.
Some small businesses have far fewer Henrys in their neighborhoods that they can call on.
Exactly. Okay, I need your website quickly.
It's unitymarketingonline.com.
All right, so check it out. We're going to talk some more about the Henrys with our good friend Pam Danziger after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.